Madeline, you've been on this story for a long time, and finally, yes, there's some finality to the fact that we are going to have the World Cup finals, yes, in March of 2017.
Yes. Subsequent World Cups, we'll have to see. They're not going to change that chair until the Gorsuch House application is reviewed, and that's going to start in July. That could take over a year. It could take a while. Ski company has approval, or tacit approval, from the White River National Forest. I don't think they have anything concrete. Apparently, FIS is satisfied with the lift capacity.
So the issue was, and I had reported this too, mm-hmm, was the, what is it, the International Ski Federation?
Yeah, Federation International du Ski.
Correct.
That's International Ski Federation.
There was some question about whether or not we would be able to handle a World Cup final here because Lift 1A is so old.
I think part of it also was the condition of the neighborhood when they looked several years ago. There were cables exposed. I know that one of the FIS Alpine directors had said it really, at the time, didn't look like it was ready to handle an international event. I think it was 3 years ago was when they were really kind of upset with the shape of the neighborhood. Now it's a neighborhood in transition. It's going to look completely different in 2 years. That's even without the Gorsuch House application. There's the Lift One Lodge, which has most of its approvals.
Townhomes.
And the Lift One Townhomes. It's called One Aspen now. And those, right, have been coming up, and they should be, oh, mostly complete by about a year from now.
Yeah, so a neighborhood in transition, that's code for it looked bad then, and it looks worse now with all the construction there. And there was a rumor floating around that the FIS wanted the ski code to fit Lift 1A with a safety bar.
Well, I had asked John Rigney about that, and that was a true rumor, but in the end, they decided it wasn't needed.
I am thrilled that the World Cup race is coming. And for a town that has a love-hate relationship with these various big events, I think we should all have a love relationship with the World Cup.
What do you think it means to have the actual finals? We haven't had a finals in the United States
since 97.
Certainly they will be marketing the heck out of this all, yes, season, I would imagine, starting, you know, soon, I would think.
Yeah, and at an ACRA meeting in January, they talked about the lodging community. But I think without this final blessing, there was always that, well, we can market it, but. And now we finally have the sign-off, so it can be full bore. But 9 months is not a lot of time to really pull this thing together.
Some ski company representatives were in front of city council a month or two ago, giving them the heads up, like, okay, we have to start planning this. And yeah, city special events department needs to be involved, and we need to start going now.
Yes.
I think if you take that kind of general big event recipe for success that we have, where you park cars at the intercept lot with the, mm-hmm, shuttles, I think we have everything in place, and it shouldn't be that big a deal in terms of the magnitude.
Randy, except for the fact that maybe they have to get over the bridge over the Colorado River first. How's that going
to
work?
I'm sure that they will try to minimize the single lane closures for the bridge at that point.
Can you give us kind of an update on what's going on with the bridge? And where will they be at when this event rolls through in March?
I would think that next March things will be roughly like they are now. They're going to try to protect the ski season. You know, CDOT will do that. I mean, that's part of the reason that that we're having the largest infrastructure project on the Western Slope in 25 years being done is to get people to and from the resorts, workers and visitors.